Many moons ago, while backpacking through Europe, I met a young woman. We fell in love, and 3 years later, we were married at the ripe old age of 24. About 3 years after that, we had our first son. 2 years almost to the day after that, son number two arrives. And 3 years after that, it was my three sons. At the same time, I was building a successful advertising business, and my wife was a well-respected teacher when she wasn't being a full-time mom. We were living a storybook life. Life was great. And that all changed about 12 years ago. And the fact of the matter is, it didn't all change, but it felt that way. Because that's when my youngest son started showing signs of serious emotional distress. We took him to a therapist, and after a couple of visits, she said it was beyond her. So she referred us to a psychiatrist. So off we go to the psychiatrist, and after the session, the psychiatrist comes back and meets with my wife and I and tells us that my son is struggling with mental illness. That was such a foreign concept to me. I swear I thought he said my son was mentally retarded. And I knew that couldn't be the case. It didn't make any sense because up until then, he was a straight-A student. He was a gifted athlete, a talented self-taught musician, loads of friends. In fact, in many ways, he was the easiest of my three sons. Well, we knew we had to get to work and get him the help he needed, and we knew we needed to get educated, my wife and I. So we found him a good therapist, and the psychiatrist started prescribing meds, telling us that it was going to be trial and error, and he was correct. There were lots of errors. And my wife and I discovered NAMI, National Alliance on Mental Illness. We first went to a family support group, and while the stories from the other participants were heartbreaking and gut-wrenching, in a certain sense, it gave me comfort in knowing that I wasn't alone and that we could tell our story and they would get it. We also discovered that NAMI had an educational course called Family to Family, and we did that, a 12-week course that covers everything about mental illness, all the various diagnoses, coping skills, the science. And quite honestly, the science went well over my head in many cases, but what I took away was that what my son was dealing with was scientifically based and not something he was just going to snap out of. The biggest lesson I learned with NAMI is a hard lesson, and that is that you have to separate the individual from the illness. And that's really hard because my son was all in one package. Lord knows there were many times where I felt like I hated my son. But I never lost an ounce of love for my son. I just hated that illness. My wife and I cried ourselves to sleep many a night. And by day, there was stress and tension and disagreement, because we're two different people with two different perspectives and two different approaches about how to help our son. My wife was the detail person. She kept track of every detail. She got him signed up for every doctor's appointment and made sure he was there on time. She tracked all of the meds and made sure he had his meds. She kept a journal of every single medication and the combinations thereof and all of the side effects, which came in really handy for the few times that we had to switch doctors and the few times that, unfortunately, he had to be hospitalized in the beginning. The value that I brought to the table, I like to think I brought a lot of value, but one thing that stands out, I was the designated conversationalist. Whereas my wife was very direct in her communication and my son wanted to be in control of everything, so that kind of communication didn't really sit well with him all the time. I could give him the space and time he needed. I did what I call planting seeds. Well, consider this and consider that and giving some reasons why he should consider that and then giving him the opportunity to think through it and hopefully come to his own conclusions. It didn't work all the time, but it worked better than that direct trying to control him. So the days and the weeks and the months and the years passed by. He did graduate high school. He tried college a few different times to no avail. He tried many a job, and none lasted very long. He did volunteer at the Pearlstone as an organic farmer, and that was a good thing. He actually got Volunteer of the Year one year. But overall, his mental health wasn't improving in the way that we wanted it to improve. His life wasn't moving forward, and he was stuck. And we all came to the conclusion, and when I say we all, I mean my wife, myself, my son, the psychiatrist, and the therapist, all agreed that he could be well served by going to a work-based healing community in Vermont called Spring Lake Ranch. And that's where he learned the value of routine and structure and work and accomplishment and socialization skills and all the building blocks for good mental health. And then he transitioned to another work-based healing community in North Carolina called Cooper Reese. He was gone for a total of 27 months before returning home about 3 years ago, where he got himself set up in his own apartment. He started volunteering again at Pearlstone. He then started volunteering at Shepherd Pratt, and he took a 500-plus hour program in becoming certified as a peer recovery specialist. And that's what he's doing today. He works at Mosaic Community Services as a certified peer recovery specialist, leading groups, working with individuals one-on-one, taking his lived experience and helping them through their mental health challenges. I'm proud of all three of my sons, but my youngest son is my hero because of the overwhelming challenges that he has and continues to overcome every day. And I'll leave you with this. No matter how dark it appears to be, there is a light. Keep moving towards the light and never, ever give up hope. Thank you.